Nosterol tried to laugh, but all that came out was a hollow, haunted rasping of breath.
My plan worked. It's too late. We are too far away. You'll never get to Duro in time for the battle.
Now it was Karad's turn to laugh.
You're wrong, Master. You have no idea how fast my ship really is. When the Republic spring their trap at Duro, we will be there.
Karad stood up and headed for the door.
Watch him. No more torture. I want him alive and sane, so we can witness our destruction of Duro and the Republic fleet.
Should we send a message to warn Moff Nezor about the ambush?
Her apprentice asked.
The Republic has broken the cipher codes,
Karad snapped.
Sending the message now will only let them know we're coming. They might even abandon their plan. Better to sacrifice a few of our own ships than to let the Republic fleet escape.
Forgive me, Master,
the apprentice replied.
There is so much I still have to learn.
Tell Moff Lorman to set a course for Duro. Maximum speed,
she ordered before leaving the room.
I've done all I can, Theron,
the old Jedi thought.
Now, it's up to you.
Deep in the bowels of the engine room, Theron finally heard the orders he'd been waiting for coming from the bridge.
Set a course for Duro!
A klaxon rang out three times across the ship, the signal for the crew to prepare for the jump to hyperspace. A moment later, the hyperdrive core began to howl as it ramped up to full power.
He did it. Somehow Master Nosterol did it.
Theron redoubled his efforts, knowing he had to finish mapping the relays if the ambush was going to stand any chance of taking down the Ascendant Spear. Assuming there actually was an ambush. Nosterol had done his job, and Theron was busy doing his, but none of it would matter if Tefeth and Satil couldn't convince Jace to send a Republic fleet to Duro.